Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to a new beginning, Ambassador for Yeshua. Your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. Welcome. Thank you for joining me tonight. A little synopsis of the ministry. Then we have scripture and prayer. Then we'll get right into it. New beginning, ambassador for Yeshua. I am in the world, but not of the world. Having walked a journey filled with diverse experiences, I can confidently say that I've seen it all from A to Z. I once lived based on what I heard and saw others say and do, which led to numerous challenges and heartaches. There's nothing short of a miracle that I'm here today, still alive, thank God. However, when the Spirit of the Most High illuminated the truth for me, was in my life, an assignment with my name on it that only I can fulfill. I left behind a life in the streets, and I've witnessed many who are still struggling and living as if they are the walking dead. We must remember that Jehovah is our creator, redeemer, sustainer, and judge. His Spirit offers us opportunities from sunrise to sundown. There is hope for all, and it is found in the word of Jehovah. Matthew 6 and 33 led me to the realization that we should confess, profess, and not be led into distress. I have been saved from the brink of despair, and I want to share the salvation with you. So again, welcome. You can share your understandings, offer your suggestions, comments. Let's come together in the spirit of shalom and explore the path to salvation and purpose. And I believe it was Psalm 119:89. I have it in my head, but I'm going to read that right now. Psalm 119:89, okay? Psalm 119:89 reads as thus. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And that lets me know that God's word is settled in heaven. Just that simple. The book is truth, and I believe in truth, and I believe in God, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost Spirit. Truly, I thank God for this time. And well, real quickly, I'll welcome a call-in guest. Good evening,
hello.
Ms. Denny.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good right about now. Pretty good.
That's great. I'm glad.
Yes, it took me a minute to get here, but I'm doing pretty good right about now. Yeah.
That's good.
Yes, okay. As I mentioned, we're going to have, going to have scripture first and then prayer. Okay. I put a topic out of testimonies for encouragement. It seemed as though I was going through a little dry season. I needed to be encouraged. I remember in scripture that King David, he had to encourage himself because his men wanted to kill him because their families were gone, all their belongings had been taken away from them, and they were upset at him because they faulted him. But we all have to understand and realize and remember that we all have a part in life. We all have to stand up and take our own responsibilities, you know. And partly there was on David, but he, by him being the leader, everybody wanted to blame him because it was his decision to not be there. But to God be the glory. To God be the glory. He he asked for, and they went and got the ephod. Came back, I believe he put that ephod on, and he asked the Lord, shall I pursue? And the Lord told him, yes, pursue, and you'll recover all. And they did. They recovered everything. But see, David, he trusted and believed in God, and he went to God. He went to God, and God gave him the answer. Of course, he was looking for that answer, but even if it wouldn't have been that answer, it still would have been all right, because I just got finished saying, you know, just got finished. Oh, Lord, forever, thy word is settled in heaven. And that's from the beginning up until now. Nothing has changed. God has not changed. Man has changed the word, flipped it, twisted it upside down, around the corner and back, changed it to suit himself. But we know God's children. We are children of God, and we know what's true and what's not true. And our eyes and our minds are open to the truth. Okay? All right, now. Okay, with that, let's see. All right, the scripture, real quick, we're going to have Psalm 103, 1 to 12. I like that. Psalm 103, 1 to 12. I'll be reading out of the King James Holy Bible. That'll be Psalms, the book of Psalms. Okay. Chapter 103, verses 1 through 12. Okay? All right. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always die, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. So we need not to worry that our sins are still hanging over our heads. Once we have asked for forgiveness and move on, there is no remembrance. And God's word is true. It's always true. We have to understand it's true. No matter what the devil tries to put in our head to change it or put in front of us to see something different, God's word is true, and we have to go with it. You know, we just have to go with it. Okay? All right. Let's have prayer. And let's remember the sick and afflicted, the homeless, those that don't have a place to stay, those living in the street, and it seems like those numbers are, they're accumulating as time goes on. Women, men, families with children, they got the little pets. They're in the street, you know. Real quick, there's a woman, we don't live too far from Walmart. So I get gas there. And I had stopped and got some gas a few days ago. And there was this woman standing there. She had her bed rolled on the ground behind her, quilts and blankets rolled up. And she was standing there, and it was 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And she was standing there in the dark with a little sign. I have no idea what the sign said, but we have to be more aware and more conscious of the evil world, the evil that's out there. anything could have happened to her being at that time of night, you know, begging for change or money for something, more or less to get what she needed earlier in the day in her predicament. Now, I've been out there, so I know what it's all about, you know, and I count myself blessed. God, he took care of me to bring me up to this point right here, but some people, they just throw caution to the wind, not careful, not thinking twice about anything. It's just their desire to do whatever it is they want to do, putting themselves in harm's way. All right, let's pray. And the government of this country and Britain, they're getting together to more or less start, it's a rumor, they want to start some stuff with the Houthi. Now, it was Hamas, and now it's the Houthi clan. They're upset because nobody will intervene and stop Israel from destroying Palestine or Gaza, the Gaza Strip. There's all kinds of stuff going on. We pray for ourselves. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for the stranger that we don't even know. They need our prayers also. And we pray to God to open our eyes and not to get caught or trapped off by the enemy, because it was something that happened to me a couple of days ago, and by it happening, you know, I prayed and I asked God to forgive me. I was to give him some medicine, and I didn't give it to him. And I was asked, did I give it to him? And boom, before I knew it, the word yes was coming out of my mouth, and they were gone. You know, they turned around and walked off. And now that particular person got sick because I didn't give him his medicine. And when I found that out, I felt so terrible. And it wasn't that I could call and let them know that I didn't give him any medicine. I just had to start praying, you know, ask God to forgive me. It wasn't intentional. It was just the devil shot that thing right up my mouth, and I didn't have time to think about nothing. You know, just wanting to get him out the car so I can come home. You know, not taking time. But I asked God to forgive me for that, and I've been praying over that thing. And, you know, we just have to be quick to hear and slow to speak. Sometimes we're not in that position to do that, but we have to try and do things a little different in our lives than what we used to, because not we get caught up, and we get caught up and trapped off every time by the enemy, because he doesn't show himself the same every time. He does the same little tricks, but he comes in a different way. He may use different people in different circumstances. But to God be the glory. I truly thank God, you know, that I know how to come to him and ask for forgiveness and, you know, be aware that I need to just stay on point not to let that happen again, you know, calling myself a child of God. It happened. I'm not going to dwell on it. But we're going to pray. We're going to pray for each other. We're going to pray for the Messiah to come, you know, and for us to be ready. Please, let us try to be ready. And every little mistake that's made, sometimes it may not seem like a mistake, but we have to consider all things, all things. To God be the glory, okay? Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, thy will be done in heaven and in earth. Help us, Lord God, to deal accordingly from day to day, sometimes from moment to moment, hour to hour, Lord, because of the evil that's present in this world. Help us to stay, as some would call, suited up, Lord God, with the words and continually in our mouths, Father God, and in our brains, and our minds with the word, like a plate of food, that we can see the enemy, we can discern, and we can be prepared to counteract that or counterattack that with the word of God. Jesus did it, and he was an example for us to help us, Father God, to deal accordingly. And we ask you to help those that don't have, Father God, the simple things in life, food, shelter, and clothing. water. The most basic things in life. People are not able to get to these things because they've been held back for a price. But God, we know because you brought us from a mighty long way. We were dead in our trespasses, Father God. But you sent your Son, God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. We thank you, Lord. We do. We thank you for what you have done for us, and we ask that you do it for the next man in line, Father God. Look out and take care of his basic needs, Father God. Even though we have been given some extra things in life, Father God, it's not necessary that we have to have them, but the desires of our heart, things that will help us to be more independent, per se, to help us throughout finances, possibly. But, God, we know that you are the life giver. And your Son, when he was raised from the dead, he was raised with all power in heaven and in earth. And we look to him, Father God, and say, thank you, Jesus Christ. We want to be like you. Help us in our daily walk. Yes, Lord, our daily walk, moment by moment, to know that you can come any moment for us to be together continually, our mind be together, our heart be together, Father God, our walk be right, our intentions toward the next person in line be right, have love in our heart for our neighbor, our brother, our families, our loved ones, Father God, those that we see that we don't know, Lord God. If we're asked for help, let us do it in a meaningful way, Father God, not just throwing it out there, but to put a blessing to it, because it could have been us, Lord. It could have been us, but we truly thank you for bringing us up to this point and for this ministry to more or less help the next person in line, Father God, to give them something to go on, some type of hope. They've heard a testimony of someone that was very sick, and you healed them, Lord God. Somebody that was on drugs, desperately wanting to get off, thinking that the rehabs were going to help and counseling were going to help. But you were right there, Father God, because you had something planned in life for these people to do. Their purpose had to be fulfilled. You send your word out, and it does not come back void, but fulfills and does what you send it to do. And we're truly honored and thankful, God, that you didn't forget about little old us. You remembered us, Father God, what we're going through and how we can help whomever. I thank you, God. I thank you for the time you have given me. I thank you, Lord God, for just being there, me knowing you're there and not realizing you're there sometimes, but to feel your presence, Father God. Every now and then, I'd like to feel your spirit. And truly, I honor you. And we send these prayers up, Father God. It's not in desperation, but we know you're here. You're here, Father God. And we ask you. In sincerity, Father God, we ask you in holiness and righteousness not to forget about us, Father God. We send up blessings, we send up praises, Father God, because we know you are our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and we know that you are our judge through this word. And we thank you, truly thank you, God, not to be holding our hand out to receive anything of you, but to praise you for who you are. You are God, and there is none other. And you change not, and you're not a man that you need, that you can should lie, nor the Son of Man that you have to repent, or that you should repent. We are the humans, Father God, the created ones. Help us to deal accordingly, Lord. We love you and we honor you. Time you have allowed us to share with others the hope that we have been given, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. And
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, yes. You know, real quick, it seemed as though I was going through a little dry season. Something wasn't happening for me as I thought it should have. We touched and agreed, my wife and I, and we had others praying, and, you know, we expected what to happen in our time. But to have, you know, just had to stop. God knows our every need. He knows when we need whatever it is. But we have to understand that we don't have control of nothing except decisions that we make in our life, whether they're right or wrong, whether they're insane or with sanity, you know, and not stupid. We have to honor God and put him first. That was Matthew 6 and 33. I believe that was Matthew 6 and 33. It tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So if we just give him time to do what he needs to do, we have to work and get ourselves to that place. We have to be in that position in order to receive from God. You know, we separate ourselves from the world, and we are his children, we are his heirs, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And what is ours, but we don't know when it's coming. We cannot set the date and say, well, I want this tomorrow. Well, I want that a couple of days from now. You know, I can wait a couple of days. It could take years. But all that time, God, he is shaping us and getting us to that point to where he can use us for his glory. It's all about his glory, not for me to be patting myself on the back, not for you to be wanting me to pat you on the back. Because it's not us. We're just used to do his will. And he's going to get the glory out of whatever it is we're doing. And also, we have to go through something in order to tell somebody else what's going on. We have to. If we don't go through nothing, how are we going to tell anybody else how what to do or how to deal? You know? We have to. We have to accordingly. Let's see here. We have a guest. Good evening. Praise the Lord, Elder.
Good evening.
We thank God for you joining us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. I had come across a young man. He was he had been a drug addict, and he has God in his life now. I put it out on Facebook that he could join us, and he would have airtime to testify. And then, too, I thought, and I said, well, we need to be encouraged by the new ones, the new converts coming in, and they can feed us, and we can feed them. And I proposed to talk about testimonies, but God, he is in control. Whatever he wants us to talk about, that's what's coming out. but this young man, he didn't tune in, you know, just an invitation. We have to try and help each other out to stretch out that right hand of fellowship to help them, lift them up, and let them see it's not what they might call a bed of ease. There are going to be some days when we're going to have some problems. I've witnessed or come through some days where it seemed like I just wasn't going to make it. But I held on just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer. And after I held on a little bit longer, I told myself, I need to hold on just a little bit longer. And all those little bit longers, it accumulated into some hours. And then into some days, and the Spirit of God had let me know that he's in control. Just keep praying and praising him and letting him know that I can trust and believe in him. And you know, eventually it comes to pass, and we don't even, I didn't even realize it was happening for me. What I needed at that time, it just happened. And I'm looking, you know, I thought, and I said, wait a minute. I'm looking kind of stupid. I'm going through all them changes, wanting it to happen at a certain time, and here it's happened, and I don't even realize it, you know. But I'm human, but I'm learning. I'm learning. I need to be taught. I need to share what I do have with others so that if my portion is small, somebody can help me to scoop up a couple more spoonfuls of solid food, you know, to help fill me up. But some days it's like, it's not that my stomach get the growling, but it's my mind get to asking questions, you know. And I ask God to help me understand, but I need someone that's been there for a while, a little bit more experienced than me. And my wife, we do have conversations and we do talk. She's been there a little longer than me, and I can learn. But some things we have to get from others. Some things we have to get from others. Just by listening sometimes can be a big help. It can be a big help just by listening. Someone opening up their heart and their mind, just letting us know what they're dealing with. And it's not about getting details of what happened and who was involved. No, it's about maturing, how we can take the little bits of information. And it's like a puzzle. We get a little bit here, a little bit there. We go to the scriptures. The scriptures helps us out, and it points to something else. And the Spirit, it works in us. It does. It works in me. To help me from day to day, because today it was different than yesterday. And God willing, if I get to see tomorrow, tomorrow is going to be different than today. And I need to prepare myself. Stand prepared, because we don't know when Christ is coming. We just don't know. There's too much evil stuff on TV. The news, oh, Lord. I just have to try and stay prayed up. And look out for the next person in line and let them know that they can make it with the help of the Lord. They can make it. Mm-hmm. And the Lord loves us, and we have to love him back. You know, we are mere human beings. Yes, we were created for his glory, not our glory. And it's not for us to get too far going in our minds and our thinking. You know, or I'm this and I'm that. No, we can't do that. Can't do that. We have to try and stay as humble as possible. God, he'll do the exalting. He'll pull one down and put another one up. You know, that's for him to do, not for us to do, because we don't have that control. We don't have that power. We don't have that authority. We don't. And it's for us to use that authority when we do get that power. It's for us to use it in the right way, use it righteously, and use it wholly. And the glory goes to God. To God be the glory. All glory to God. Yes, Lord. Did Miss Margaret, did you come back on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I thought maybe you were having problems with the station here.
I know, okay. My opponent said hung you up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay. Elder, did you want to comment on anything, or do you want to share anything? We're over here. We're still talking. Well, they're still talking about the revival. I'm listening to what they're saying, but the Bible, it was great. I didn't do no dance, but I did feel the Spirit and enlightened me. Yeah, it enlightened me to keep doing what I'm doing, plus a little more. I have to go a step further. I just can't stay where I'm at and say, well, okay, I'm good. I read some scriptures today and I pray today, so I'm all right now. It's got to be more and more. Each and every day I have to add a little bit more. a little bit more and a little bit less of the world. You know, it gets better in time, but I have to because I don't want to go back to the way I was and not be caught up and not be chosen when the Messiah comes. If I'm alive or in the grave, you know. Hello. Yes, sir. But did you have a comment or anything you'd like to make? Or
I want to thank God for who He is.
Yes,
He is
sir.
The creator, sustainer of everything, and He knows me all together. He formed me in my mother's womb, brought me forth, and gave me life. And I'm so thankful for the day that I'm saved from my sins, not in my sins, but from them. And I sanctified myself. And then I laid aside all the things that I needed to lay down. The Bible said to me, said, come ye out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. And touch not the unclean things, I will receive you. So I laid the world down, gave up all that I knew to give up, amen, to gain Christ. And if I did all those things, the very God of peace sanctified me, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy. And only He can do that. And then He baptized and filled me with the Holy Ghost, and I speak in tongues when I was healed. I didn't get it all at one time, but the Spirit, when we get saved, the Spirit blesses us in our conversion. The Spirit is born, because we're born from above, right? But the thing of it is, as I was born from above, I still was not baptized in the Spirit. The Spirit did His work. I was converted, and the Spirit was sanctified, and the very God of peace sanctified my whole, and I carried, I waited for God to baptize me and fill me with the Holy Ghost. And I know today that God is real. There's no one that can change. I was there when God did it for me. So therefore, people can come with whatever they want to come with. I know what God has done for me. And you let me know in the Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of God, as you already quoted. And all these other things will be added unto you. I, Robert Hayes, have to die out to the things of this world. I got to die out to my own self, my own self-effort, and my own self-confidence, my reliance and ambition and glory. So all these things does not work. The Spirit's the thing that we need from God in our lives. So right now, brothers and sisters, I'm hungry, I'm longing, I'm seeking, and I'm waiting for God to do another work in me. We got to wait patiently on Him, and He will come through, not in our own season, but in His time, in His season, God will show up. You're talking about a man that was on deathbed. Hallelujah. But God raised me up. I couldn't preach. I couldn't hardly sing or say hardly anything. But God, as I waited on Him, He began to speak to me. Hallelujah. They endure affliction. For the suffering of thee time, not be worthy, because the glory that shall be revealed in you. Then he said, all things work together for the good of them that love God. And we that we that are called upon His purpose, and here I am tonight. And I'm thankful, I'm happy, I'm blessed by the best, above the rest. Hallelujah. Above. And I give Him glory. I give Him praise tonight.
Praise God, praise God. That is so uplifting. By you sharing your testimony, then it gives me more than hope.
Yes.
It lets me know that you're not the only one that He's looking out for. If I just give Him time, and let Him do what He needs to do, do I need to do a work in myself, and then He'll come along and He'll do the completed work. And take out that worldly stuff and put that holiness in there, and I'm already a new creature.
That's fine.
But I have to grow. I used to think, I said, well, you know, God saved me in New York City, He saved me in I'm living in Harlem, New York, and He saved me. He never sent me to a church or led me to a church or nothing, but I was reading scriptures and I was praying and doing the right thing, and He just took care of me, you know. It was almost like day and night. And I said, well, Lord, I've waited for this for a long time. It took over 20 years. But I was so thankful that I still had life in my body. Mm-hmm. And he set me on a course to let me know that I need to give him the control. I call myself making plans to go to South America. And this was in 2002 or 2003, and I call myself making plans to go to South America in 2006. And before I knew it, my youngest son, he was giving me his mother's phone number, my ex-wife's phone number. And here we calling each other from New York to North Carolina on the phone. And I have my job at that time was second shift in New York. And I read the Bible at work. It wasn't that much work. And my wife and I, we were reading scriptures back and forth, and we was talking about God and Jesus, talking about the word, you know, giving each other hope, witnessing to each other how God was working in our lives. And, you know, before, that was in 2007. Before I knew it, I had done come down here and went to church with her, received the Holy Ghost. Went to church in Hickory, received the Holy Ghost. I went up to get prayed for. And I told her, I said, well, I'd like to get baptized, too, while I'm here. Went up there and received the Holy Ghost, and I didn't know nothing. I didn't. Because a lot of people say, well, I was seeking the Holy Ghost. I wasn't seeking nothing. I was just trying to live a clean life so God could do a work in me to keep me separate from the world. Because I told you, I was just knee-deep in whatever it was I was into in the world, and it was all an abomination. But God, he let that Holy Ghost rest on me, and I was all over that church that day. And I thank God. I was all over, and I didn't realize. And they asked me, they said, what just happened to me? And I said, well, I guess that was the Holy Ghost that took control. I didn't know because I hadn't read about receiving the Holy Ghost, just living a clean life and praising God and hoping for the best, because I had called some people from New York down here in North Carolina, and I apologized. I apologized to them and told them I was sorry for what I did. You know, it was just me and the world, but now my life has changed, and I felt the need to apologize. They never got the apology, but I felt good by confessing it, you know. So 4 months later, here I am back in North Carolina. My wife and I, we get married. It wasn't none of my plans whatsoever. But here we were getting married. God was bringing her out of a relationship. And we were so like on our way for the second time, you know. And I think back on that a lot and said, well, gee, he brought me from a mighty long way, the stuff that I was used to, the life I was living, and now look at me. I can't stop now. I got to take another step forward. And from day to day, even at work, I read the scripture and I pray. But it's different. It's different than what it used to be. And I'm pretty sure tomorrow, God willing, I get to see life for the day after tomorrow, it's going to be different then, to a different level. I have to take it to another level that I haven't been at, knocking on the door at least, you know. Let me in. I need this, you know, really need it. But God has been good, and I'm trying to work with it in this program, this ministry here. It gives me opportunity to listen to other people, put my little comments out there, but it helps to build one up, you know, thinking that I'm not the only one, you know, listening to somebody else and what they've been through. That is truly a blessing. I never in the world, I said, man, I don't want to sit here and listen to what they're talking about. I got my own problems. But now, truly a blessing to hear someone testify, you know, how God brought them out, or how God is with them going through something, you know. It's just truly amazing. It is amazing. Almost every day there's something new at work, and I try not to get into it, but they talk so loud, and I just pray. while they're talking. I'm to that point now that I just pray for them. I don't need to talk to y'all what y'all are talking about. I just pray for y'all and keep it moving. God is good. God is good. Okay, Miss Margaret.
Hello there.
No, I'm just looking for any comments. Any comments whatsoever.
Well, I just want to say a firmness to Elder Hayes, because my Lord, he's brought many people so far. I mean, honestly, I was filled with the Holy Ghost on February 11th last year, because it was a Friday night. I felt the need to pray. I was sleep praying. I woke up early Saturday morning, and I was still praying. About 8 o'clock, my Lord came to me. He said, baby, he said, I got something for you. And he said, I got some people you have to touch, you have to pray for, and then I beat you up out of there. And he said, I'll tell you who it is. So I kept praying, answered him, and I kept praying. And the lady came in with my breakfast tray, and my Lord said, I want you to pray for her. And so she was still helping me get my stuff together. And me being stupid, I let her walk out. You talk about the most severe dread on my face. That was the worst severe dread that could ever be. And I was like, oh my, I said, my Lord, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. He said, call her back in here. I put the copper light on. My TNA came in. I told him to bring in the lady that was in there. And she came in. And I told her, I said, sweetie, I said, I need to pray for you. And she said, okay, grab a glove and hold my hand. She took my hand. I started praying. And all of a sudden, my Lord started talking. It wasn't me. It was my love. He started talking to her. And then we finished. He resigned. And I told her, I said, you do what my Lord said do. Do not start acting crazy. Do what he said do. And so she said, okay. She said, how did you know? I said, it wasn't me, honey. It was my love. He knows. And so she was like, okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yesterday, she's having issues. She did bad there like she's supposed to. My Lord told me to pray for her, to call her in here. And I called her and she never came. So I had her coming here today. I told her it was important. And I told her, I said, sweetie, I said, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not doing what you promised my love. And she said, Miss Jenny, to be honest, I think he left me. I said, sweetie, he has not left you. Not yet, but you're in your mess. He told you to get out of that mess. Get out of the mess and walk away from it and do what he said to.
Yes.
She started crying. And I told her, I said, he has not left you yet, but it's not long because you're not listening. I said, we have to listen to him. We have to praise him. We have to pray. We have to do for him what he tell us to do. And she said, yes, ma'am. She said, yes, ma'am. I said, she said, I got to cut back. I said, no, you got to cut off. I said, if there's no cutting back, it's got to be gone. I have I have another thing for her tomorrow. But I tell you, when you let the Lord use you, you will be amazed to what you gather, to what you come up with, to how you figure out things. You will be completely amazed. Just trust, believe, and have all faith in my love, because he will do no matter what it is.
To God be the glory. That's right. Glory. Leaving it up to. Yes.
We have to be obedient. We must be obedient. If my love tells you to do something, you do what he says. If you tell him, okay, I will, you do what you tell him you'll do. If you make a vow, if you make a promise, you make sure you hold to that promise. You make sure you hold to that vow. Because, I mean, you cannot shortchange him. You cannot slack on him. You cannot lie to him. Be sure to abide with him according to what he says for you to do. Be obedient, suffer. We will suffer a little bit because there's suffering in worship. There's suffering in worship. So we will suffer a little bit, but it's all for our gain. It's all for our gain. We have to gain. So we have to suffer in order to gain. So don't be worried about nothing. Just leave it all in the hands of my love, my master, my joy, my peace, my serenity, my surrender. Leave it to him because he will come in and he will work a work that you have never seen before. He will work the work that there never been a work before. No matter what it is, nothing's too high, nothing's too low, nothing's too costly, nothing's too cheap. He will do it everything, no matter what.
Yeah.
I am a prime example of that.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Mother.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. It's all about him. We have to get to that point. Sometimes, you know, with me, I fall a little short, and I come up, you know, I get a little short with my wife, you know, and it's like, well, you know, why aren't you on the level I'm on? And for her, it's like, you know, why? It's almost like, why aren't you on the level I'm on? And then for her, it's why aren't you on the level I'm on? You know, since we're here, we're in a relationship. We're one. We're two, making one. But I'm thinking, for me, it's got to be in me. There's some work that needs to be done with not my, as long as my attitude, to a certain extent, it's my attitude. And then, too, be quick to hear and slow to speak. Because it's almost a lot of times I got an answer. You know, as soon as you finish talking, I got an answer. You know, I'm blurting it out, and I just leave it like that. You know, hey, this is what I'm saying, right or wrong. But I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm working on it little by little. Some days it creeps up on me, and before you know it, my mouth is open, and I done said what I was going to say, and I'm done. And it's like, was that me? You know, but I have to get to that point. More work. More work. More work. in Scripture, I have to get more into words. And I try to get situations and circumstances to where what I'm going through is in the words. I can read it and see what they went through, how they were going through it, and compare it with myself. What can I do that's similar to what they did to do the right thing? You know, not for me to come out on top, but for me to be more of a person that you can talk to or talk with, and me not say, well, their opinion don't matter. You know, I know better. You know, there's certain things in my life I have to work on. You know, even though I'm saved, there's a lot of things I have to work on because I deal with a whole lot of different people. And it's not that I'm a different person when I deal with those people. I try to be my same when I deal with everybody. Everybody. I try to. Some people, the enemy, he's right there. He somewhat leads you back out into the world in certain conversations. And I'll come to myself, and I just stop talking about certain stuff. I just stop talking. You know? But it's I'm a lesson in progress. You know? Yeah, I'm a lesson that has to be learned. I'm a lesson that has to turn the page from the page I'm on and go to the next page and get better in my living, you know, dealing with people, dealing with the saints. And sometimes, I don't know, it's just my mind. From where I've been in church years ago and I'm in church now, and you look at people and you almost can tell that they ain't right. But they talk the talk and walk the walk. And, you know, you see them out of church and they curse them a little bit and they're over there doing this and doing that. And it's like, you know, why can't a person be the same when they in or out instead of making a showing? I don't want to make a showing to where I'm supposed to be this, supposed to be that. I don't want to be around people that are like that because it tends to wear on you. It will wear on you. Not to change you up, but it can wear on you and you get caught up a little. Just a little. Not much, no. And it shouldn't be like that. You know, it shouldn't be like that. But it's the way of the world. It's the way of the world. Mm-hmm. The way of the world. Yeah. Margaret, did you have any scriptures you want to read or share with us?
No. Okay. Not right now. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I mean pistachios. I'm sorry.
No, I have I had one scripture I wanted to read, and I was just asking if you had one that you wanted to read before we were completely out of time.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, okay. All right. This is 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, we watched this guy from Dallas and another guy from Houston. They preached the truth, and he was preaching the other night. I forget what he was preaching about, but he was preaching. He was preaching that you can't come up in here and join the church, and you're smoking weed out in the parking lot, and then you come up in here and sing. You know, your life has to be changed completely. And see, that's what I look for in people in church, but I forget that the church is where God, he is going to start his cleansing. It's going to begin in the temple of God. Because the inside of the church is just like the outside of the church anymore. You know, it's not a sacred place anymore. People come up into the church and they do this and do that, and nobody steps to them and tell them, we don't do that here. I'm sorry. You know, and they keep coming, and before you know it, hey, the whole family's in there. Satan and his brother and his kids and his wives and whatever else, you know, but I'm going to read this real quick, okay? All right. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, the title of this says, The Apostasy Predicted, The Believer's Resource, which is the Scriptures. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall become lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, without natural affection, unholy, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. And, you know, stuff like that, it helps to keep my mind on what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, not what's going on around me, but what I'm supposed to be doing, even in the way that things are going around me. And you know, getting stronger and stronger as time goes on, trying to go to another level, you know, still reading and still praying, cleansing myself up, you know, still working on me, but giving into the Spirit a little more every day as time goes on, because I know I can't do it myself. I wasn't able to come out of the drug addiction myself. I turned to God. So I have to let God do this here. I have to let him take over. I have to let him take over. And he takes over through the word. Takes over through the word. And I remember the testimonies that people give. That gives me hope. And I tell myself, I say, why can't that be me? You know? Why can't that be me? And it's not that I'm doing good all the time. There are some situations and circumstances. It's like I just can't wait for, you know, for the day to be over so I can get up out of this and get on to something new and different. But tomorrow, the same situation, the circumstances there, but on a different level. And I have to switch and get on a different level with it and just leave it alone. Leave it alone, you know, and go on about my business, trying to get stronger in the Lord, serving his purpose, helping the next person in line, you know. And I enjoy living this life. I'm not complete, you know. I'm not holier than thou. No, I'm struggling. I'm struggling, you know, because I see out my left eye one thing going on. I see out my right eye something else going on. I'm caught in the middle. And what am I supposed to do? You know, I hear from both sides, and it looks good, but it looks bad also. So it's a struggle. For me, it's kind of a struggle. You know, just like my parents. They go to church every Sunday. But then when they wasn't at church, there wasn't no talk about a God or Jesus or the Bible, scriptures, none of that stuff. They didn't talk about none of that. It was like a tradition. Just show up at church, and you'll be all right. You have fulfilled your duty for Sunday. But I wasn't satisfied with that because I was a young kid. I asked questions. I wanted to know, but nobody wanted to tell me because they didn't know. But now I can find out for myself, and I can. It's not about learning a whole lot. It's about learning a little bit. And just let that seep and soak through me. So the change is inevitable. Change is coming. It takes a little time for the change to get there, but change is coming. Not all at one time, but a little at a time. You know, I can't wash both my feet at the same time. I can only wash one at a time. And that's how I have to do this here, you know. But I thank God for the ministry. I thank him for New Beginnings, Ambassador for Yeshua. My brother, he has Apostle Armstrong. He has updated my synopsis for the ministry here. New Beginning, Ambassador for Yeshua. You know, and it all pertains to serving God, living the life, treating people with love and respect, doing the right thing, sharing what I have. And just letting people see how they can grow in Christ. You know? It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Any last comments, Miss Margaret?
Just want to reiterate to trust my Lord. Make sure that you lean on him, depend on him, trust him completely. Because he has the answers. He has the foundation. He has the goals for you. So just make sure that you lean, trust, and depend on him no matter what. Don't let nobody slack you from doing what you need to do. You know you got to do things, so do them according to the will of my love. No matter how it sees you, no matter how it is, stop, pray, think, meditate, stop, pray, think, meditate, praise.
Yes, Lord.
And it will all come to pass. All the days. They'll stop. All the things will happen according to the way they're supposed to happen. We just got to lean, trust, and depend.
Yes. 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 Well, we can use that as our ending prayer. Praise God. Praise God. We put him first, and we shouldn't have too much and nothing to worry about, no matter what our circumstance is. Yes. But to God be the glory. Thank you for joining me. Next week, if you'd like to just reach out to my wife, I don't have my phone right now. Reach out to my wife, and you have the opportunity to host next week's ministry, okay?
Okay, that would be great. That would be great. I'll smile.
Yeah. Yes. To God be the glory.
Unless Elder R.L. wants to.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Okay. Shalom. God's love.
Shalom.
Complete peace. God's peace completely. Shalom.
Shalom. Praise.
Shalom. Praise God. Shalom.